You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Okay. I ain't hear nobody. That's real. We used to go to our mama house on Thanksgiving, but I grant you one thing. She ain't cooked nothing. You better bring something. Y'all thought we, y'all good mama then. You have been waiting till next Thanksgiving. Tell mama, show cook some good old collard greens. You ain't eating none of my mama's on. I ain't hear nobody. And she might get mad and tell you to get going with them children if they tap too many things up in there. But, you know, I thank God for my bringing up. It wasn't so bad when I look at how children act now. Amen. It keeps you out of the jailhouse. Keep you out from stabbing somebody and shooting them. I ain't hear nobody. And talking about the old folks and you show your days and then you get hung over a tree. That's right. These children don't believe they ain't supposed to be sassy to old folks. That's right. Hold y'all head up, churn.
That's right.
Who is that over there? Hold your head up. Yeah, churn. You ain't can't be sassy to your parents.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to tell my great-grand churn, too. You can't be sassy, brother. You can't talk too good. Don't be sassy. That's why so many children ain't living out their whole time. And then, mama, don't y'all cry because y'all ain't told them they can't talk to me any kind of way. I'm going to pull your weave out. You don't think children got weave now? Well, it got to stop somewhere. So you got to be careful. God will let you get on up out of here, sassy children. Talk about it to your parents. I don't care if she's been on coke all her life. Amen. You pray for her. She might get better.
Amen.
I ain't getting too many amens. If you mad, I'm glad. We got some of these old churn, they just jerk their head and pop their lips. Oh, I can't feed them kind of churn. No, I can't do it. No. I got my last whipping in Annie Pearl, 17 and a half. I was good and grown by then, I thought. But I discovered I was still a child. She said, put it down. I said, I'm leaving as soon as I can. You make up your mind, you're going to leave. And let me tell you what, if you ever make up your mind, your mama then won't have to worry about seeing you back when you get thrown out the door, or when your husband beat you up, or when you ain't got nothing to eat, you won't come back. So no, no, we ain't going back over there. My mother used to say, if hard time come, y'all can come back. I say, not me. Are you hearing me? Y'all act like y'all cute. Some good hard time is good for you. Yes, sir. I knew her schedule. I had to get breakfast cooked. 10 o'clock, you better not be on her house phone. And if you got a cell phone, it better not ring. That girl was something. Yes, she was. Mm-hmm. And she could take all 12 of us to your house and we wouldn't mess your carpet up. Because that's where she had us trained. These children now pull your curtains down and wipe their nose on them. And the mama then won't say nothing. Mama and children will beat you now. They'll come in a pack. Because they've been trained, handle your business. And the mama out there out cussing the children. So you don't know who been training nobody. Is it all right? Yeah. Angie, where my granddaughter at? I'm going to speak to you after service, okay? All right. All right, let's get to the Word of God. But it's good. I was sharing with Elder B this morning that when you done tried to raise your children the best you can, don't be worried about that, what somebody else said you could have done, because ain't no map, ain't no book telling you how to raise children. If they did, they tell a lie because they didn't do good with theirs. You got to fear God, and then you do the best you can, and then you still mess up there. Because you're missing cussing, they'll be cussing. I ain't say curse, I said cuss. That's a layman term. It's cussing in a lot of people's spirit up in here, not just my family. It slip out every time you get mad. It's in your spirit. Don't get holy with me today. Don't do it. We don't like the truth. But check yourself. It's good for us. And even you get to deny it when you have your children. Do you know they got that cussing from you and all your surrounding partners? And then when you hear somebody tell your children been cussing, you mad with the people. And not telling God, I need you to heal and deliver. Since y'all been so good, I'm just talking about Freddie Grant. I had the cussingest children in the world. Because they got it.
Amen.
Yours truly. And I told the babysitter, my children do not cuss, just like y'all do. She said, well, I don't know what they're doing. That's why I keep asking God for healing and deliverance. Y'all can laugh if you want. Some of your children nasty, just they got it from you. Some think they all that, they got it from you. Some think they can climb Mount Everest and don't even know how you start. Because that's where you present yourself to them. Girl, don't let a man make a fool out of you, and you've been a fool ever since you had a man. Somebody talk to me today. Dear your daughter, my mama said, don't let no man make no fool out of me. That's how you done been through so many. All of them make a fool out of you. And you still holding stand what mama said. You better get to this word and see what it say. The word told me if you won't have no liar in this kingdom. Since I'm a chief of liar, I need to get to this word.
Amen.
Homemongers, I need to get to this word.
Amen.
Liars, I need to get to this word. Backbite, I need to get this word. It's okay if we get to this word.
Amen.
And you chew the pages up in here because you mad.
Yeah,
well. All thing you do is swallow. And that ain't going to deliver you because this paper.
Amen.
When you let the word come and manifest his healing and deliverance. I'm not proud of the things I've done. If you're proud of yours, keep them in holding you in bondage. Keep them covered up. No. I know how my children learned how to cuss. Because we were good at it. We were good at it. We had training class every day. Sometime more than one time a day. According to what got loose. Amen. But God is a healer. That's why I'm telling you about me. Go home and write me down in your Bible. She ain't saved. He working on me.
Amen.
Because I don't want to be the product of what I used to be. It take a whole lot of Jesus when you stop worrying about what folks think about you. Because they ain't got no heaven to get you in, but they can help you get to hell. That's what I'm talking about. Today, I'm not going to try to hold you long. And I say that every time, but I do mean it. But see, I want God to hold me so he can bless me.
Amen.
Hold me so he can show me he's greater.
Yeah.
Hold me so I believe that he's the great I am.
Yeah.
That he will comfort me in the time I need comforting. Because a man or woman can put their arms around you. They might be messed up too and you don't feel nothing but arms around you.
Yeah.
Can I talk to somebody?
Yes,
you turn on the light and say, what is that? Roaches crawling up your arm. Amen. Will you come with me to the book of 1 John? The first chapter. We want to talk about the purpose of the word. The word empower us with a boldness, authority, and with a self-healing and deliverance. We got to not reject the word. There's some things in this word that don't apply to you and I, but it does. Amen. We just don't want it to apply to us. Amen. Do I see the difference? Amen. See, sometimes we can get up to this self-made image, our preference, our surety in ourselves. And something have to come in our life to allow us to be identified. We don't have it like that. Amen. We like to hear things that make us feel good. That's why some people go to the big church, but they ain't doing nothing there right now. Amen. They want to keep you motivated with what we want, not what we have to do. Yes. We have to take this word and apply it to ourselves to move us some self-righteousness, self-assurance. And I ain't hear nobody. Amen. But I give God praise because he is more than enough to come here and start from here. Don't let him start at your feet because your feet ain't going to move if this ain't at said move feet. Amen. I want him to start from up here. Is that all right? Amen. So I can have authority and power from him who is all power. Let's get to the word because maybe don't sit down on me now. Maybe Apostle Simon messed up some people. But I've been pumping this thing this morning. You hear what I'm saying to you? Oh, sure. Even though my little toe might be hurting a little bit. You know when you have on shoes that you ain't worn in a while. And you've been wearing them flip-flops the summer. Them flip-flops have you flipping and flopping. Ooh, hurt, hurt. Are you hearing me? Yeah, we get used to having them toes out in the summer. Some people have them out in the winter and frostbite beat them, turn all around them. You still shaking it like, oh, no, no, no. Them toes hurting. Right. Amen. Amen. Here in the book of John, the first chapter, and I am going to try my best to bring pointers in that will allow us to know that God still is more than enough. See, when we want to get to his righteousness, we got to be tested. Oh, see, because some things we go through, we just don't believe that we need to go through it. Some places shut down on us, we don't believe that they should be shut down. Oh, my God, my God. Even with this COVID-19 or whatever man said is, but God letting us know that he still is God. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. Amen. You can get a bunch of scientists together and whomever can name it anything they want. But when God says enough, he means it's enough. Amen. And what I love about him, he can get everybody's attention at the same time. Amen. Do anybody here believe that he can do it? Amen. We don't have to speak the same language where he can get all our attention at the same time. Amen. That's what I know by his power. And here in John 1:4, it says, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy might be full." The purpose of the word of God, that you can get joy from my word. See, we want joy that our temporary joy. We want somebody to make us feel good. You get your brick house in 2 years, it's an outhouse, you know. You get the main job you want, and then you thinking it's your job, and then they fire you. Is it okay? Give him this little man kicking. Now, here John said the purpose of the word. That is a purpose in applying the word to our everyday living. No, the word of God is not designed for you and I to try to be scholars and made servants ourselves. No, this word is designed to destroy the adversary assignment to you and I. Amen. And we can get all in ourselves and we think wrong is right. Somebody talk to me in the house. And I got a problem with this person. That is wrong and you can't make it right because you won't identify the problem lies in you. Amen. This word gonna show us that this word, if we apply it to our own daily living, yeah, and the purpose of us to get in a relationship with him, not with them, because we can't serve God unless all our family come in. Wrong information. Amen. the word of God because somebody said it don't take all that. You got some family member close up on you. And they are sure because they had no tragedy to come in their pathway, they think. Because everything that they done got involved in, they thought they got a wiggle digger plan to get out. But there are some things he'll hold you in, and it left up to you to invite him in. And some say, I just want you to come in to get me out of it. I'm going to go back to my own self because I like being myself. How many of us in here love ourselves? The word of God can't be first in our life when it's about ourselves. We get mad with people when they don't think or view things like you do. But this is not a competition. Oh my God. You got to believe God. Who do you say he is? Do you believe that he can fix everything wrong in your life? Because his word says so. You're going to apply the word. We're going to apply the word to our everyday living. Vision is mine. You're going to apply the word. I ain't going to try to take vision in my head. My God. But as Christians, that's why we can't find nobody really want us Jesus, because we faking it like we done made it. Amen. This is 7 days a week thing. Yeah. And you let it work on you every day. Amen. Not just on Sunday or whatever day else you think is a proper day. Amen. That's right. I see some people with them little bonnets on the head. That don't keep you from being a sinner. That's right. It just keep your head warm when your hair is thin. Amen. Gray hair is in now, don't you know? Right. All different color hair is in too. When you dyed it black and it turned green or purple, red, what that is in. Christian now trying to, the adversary trying to tell Christian that the only time they can have joy is in the world of things. I ain't hearing it. You can't have it your way and have its joy. Amen. You can't have peace if it ain't in him. Amen. Oh, I give him praise today. Amen. Here John saying until of the purpose of the word. The purpose of the word condition us of fellowshipping, building a relationship with God. Because sometimes your mind don't want you to think on the things of God. Amen. Maybe it's just my mind. That's right. Don't get holy and don't nobody see you but yourself. Because that holiness and self ain't enough. You get some complicated things going on, but you got to go back to the word of God. He is the word. You can call on him if your reading expectation ain't come up to standards. Now, I ain't hearing nobody. When you call on him, he opened up an avenue where you can enter in. Amen. Where you can get in a relationship. And he can speak and tell you, wait a little while. Yeah. I'm developing you. Amen. I'm positioning you. How can you represent him if the word ain't in you? I ain't talking about reading it. I'm talking about put it in us. Yes. So it can design his word. Amen. You can't stop hating people that you don't like. Amen. In yourself, because you'll be a big pretending liar in hell you're going. Amen. With your Christian clothes on. Yes, Lord. You can't do it yourself. Amen. And we won't tell the truth. We need him to do it. Amen. We can see everybody else and don't see ourselves. Yes, and that's the hindrance in us all. When God get enough of you and I, he deal with you and I individually. Amen. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Amen. He want us to develop a proper relationship with him and with others. See, people can lie on you and tell false accusations about you. But you don't be guilty, not in yourself. But the word of God done come in and develop you that you don't try. And you don't need to try to explain yourself. Amen. Some people say you're a trickster. That's what Kay tell me. He tricked me on. Trickster, some one of them things he say. But he would try to fool me. The enemy will fool you and I. Amen. That you got enough. When you think you done got enough, somebody come by and piss you off. That's right. And make a fool out of you. Stop speaking to them. That's right. And you find somebody to talk to them about them. And then other people get involved in it. The word ain't escalating because you out of the word. Can I get somebody to help me? Yes. Oh, my God. It's more than this Christian thing with you quoting the word. Yes. You got to be developed. Yes. with the word getting inside of you. I don't believe nobody, you don't want to hear this term in church, but I'm going to say it for some of the people who so self-righteous. You can be a nasty hater and don't cover it up.
Amen.
You smiling at everybody, your jaws done got loose as a goose. That's just a pretense.
Amen.
But only the word of God going to come in if you let him come in. My God, this word is something not to be played with. The word of God say you must eat the whole roll, and sometimes you ain't ready for that next level of it. But only God can condition you, prepare you, and fix you, where you'll learn how to digest little as much as he allow you to digest. Because when you think somebody done something to you, this word ain't operating in you. Because every flag done flew up on you. I'm going to get that bald head sucker back. Or there with long weave in back. It's all right if I keep it real up in here today. That's our problem. We don't want to get down on Skid Row Street so he can pick us up there.
Amen.
Get down on one of them high class streets in New York. They're going to pop you with one of them cans they protesting with. So how are we going to come to the spirit of joy? How are we going to get there? It's not in natural things. It's not in what your assignment might be assigned to you to do.
Amen.
But when you allow him, now we go back to the word. Allow his word to just break in here. Because it'll break in when you're going through something you ain't got no breakthrough in 2 or 3 months.
Amen.
Oh, don't go to years. Boy, it really worked and beat your tail down. I ain't hear nobody. You up there checking your book. It's been 2 years and 45 days. And all that, you can count all you want. That ain't gonna fix it. So John was saying, the word is the beginning. In verse 1, he's that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. We done heard about this. Some of us done read it over and over. We can quote it in our sleep and can't live a tap of it when we awake. Because the enemy don't allow you to digest the word. And then when you can digest the word, it can bring development. He can bring some stuff out of you. You know somebody don't like you, but the word will come in and you can love them in spite of their nasty junk itself.
Amen.
I ain't hearing nobody.
Amen.
I believe if we get the word, too many people won't be hating the one that you're sleeping in the bed with every night.
Amen.
And try to loose a spider on them where they can, the spider can bite them and kill them. I ain't hearing nobody. I just got to sleep with somebody. You can sleep with the devil and still won't rest. You might be the devil and add another devil. That's two devils. I ain't hearing nobody. That your joy may be full. He want to fill you spiritual. He bring the fullness of his joy within operation in you. When ain't nothing around you giving you joy. Why you think people come to church and some of them just the meanest they went before they got there, they look around with the tablet. Did you see that heifer looking at me, rolling her eyes? She don't know me. I slap her. Church folks carry on like that. I'm getting on down the real street. Because God done gave us many opportunities to see our own self, but we keep on seeing everybody else. Because you can speak correctly. That don't mean that you are correct. The word. It takes some going through. Some spank on that behind and making you some shame object.
Amen.
And then sometimes you don't even want to accept the truth then, but it's all there for you.
Amen.
I remember going to court once. And y'all ain't been to court. Don't look at me. I was down there plenty of times. For reason of things I done in the past.
That's right.
Well, you stealing out somebody's house? I was stealing. Yeah. Put that in your logo. And I said, God, the judge act like he know me. Everything I tried to raise my hand and say, he said, no. I said, turn, he's mean. But God was developing me because I couldn't fix this thing. See, some of us think we slicker than Rich James. He dead now. And you slick, you'll be dead too. But I saw that was meant for my bad. The word come and accommodate me. I remember coming from court one day and I was broke up from the floor because the judge had gave me a slam down on this day here. I couldn't even get up the step. Had to pick my leg up. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I went in the house to sit down. And I began to cry. I get a phone call. We didn't have a cell phone then. You know how the old house phone rang. Ring. Said to me, get up. The Lord told me to tell you to raise your hand. I said, I can't do it. I can't do it. He said, yes, you can. Amen. Get up and declare his word is true. Amen. I ain't him. You know, when you're in a low place, it take a whole lot of stuff. Don't get cute on me today. Somebody come on with me. Right. It take a whole lot of beating your tail down when you think somebody done something to you. Amen. Especially this judge was white and he didn't know me. Y'all help me. Amen. God, every time I tried to say something, he didn't let me say nothing. I said, well, the only thing he ain't going to do is put me in jail today. I ain't going to jail. Oh, you hear me? Because I'm bombarded in heaven. But it was meant for my bad. I'm coming to the word now. How you going to ever see yourself until the word come and slap your butt and keep on slapping you? Then you got to define the word. You got to go to him for you when you alone. I ain't hearing nobody. He is the word. Amen. He'll develop you if you let his word come to be alive in you. Amen. We take it all personal. Yeah, that's right. You take it personal till you learn better. Yes, and when you decide that God is greater than the personal transition, now, I want him to come in and allow his word to apply to my every need. That when it don't look like I'm going to get no joy, no breakthrough, no breakout, but you're going to come in with your word and give me a joy that overwhelming my sorrow. And at a later day, you're going to allow me to share it with somebody else. I bless his name this morning. It's something I want to hear, but the proof in the pudding, God is greater. You can sit down and act like you done been chewing a bag, a piece of something. It done died and festered in you. But I say, oh, glory to the Most High God. You have given me a joy that could pass in my understanding. You done brought your word inside of me where it can develop me, where I can stand right here and know that you God by yourself and you don't need no help from the judge or from me. I bless his name this morning. And right now, I ain't got no praise. But you're going to open up the door where your word can come in. And at a later day, you're going to give me a praise. Because the joy you've given me, the world didn't give it to me. And if you hold fast to it, you know God gave it to you. But we think it's about us. But I said, my God, hallelujah. See, at that time, I was willing to tell the truth. I told the judge I wasn't guilty. But he wouldn't hear my testimony, not test a lie. I wasn't guilty, but he called me guilty because God wanted to show me that he's greater. His word, wherever I sent it, it will establish what I sent it to establish. Can I get somebody up in here? It ain't about you and I. At a later day, I want you to be prepared where he'll show up from day one. And when he releases you, he'll show up big. And you can tell somebody what the Lord has done. How he picked me up and turned me around. Develop me when his word come in. It take old nasty you out. I ain't hear nobody. And you can be nasty holding somebody else accountable for what was applied, and most of it we did it. I give him praise. I bless his name today. My God, I remember holding on to the wall, saying, my God, what have I done to get in this situation? Some of us can do the same thing, but when you back it up and get all pity streak and thank you all of that, say, here I am.
Okay. You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.